If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do a podcast.
It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hey, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, full 90 soccer time podcast. Let's go. I apologize for being absent for a while. I just have not had it in me. It's not really a good reason or excuse. Kind of shameful. The least I could do is just put the news and nerd talk into one single thing and say, hi, here it is, and then go. But nope. Haven't been able to pull myself to that. I don't know. I think it's just weird. I think all the days run together and the routine over and over gets old. You don't have any, like, variation? I'm just not the type of person that deals super well with that. I like routine, but I like there to be some sort of, like, you know, leave the house moment. I get real antsy on the weekends because I gotta go do stuff. And it's been nice out, so I've been like organizing the house and doing yard work and putting stuff in. We had a tree trimmer come to my house to trim some trees, obviously, by the name of what he does. And boy, that guy got his ear talked off by a person looking to speak with other adults. You know, my wife is tired of talking to me. I noticed that we do a lot more looking at our phones. Oh, I caught my wife doing something very, I don't know what the word is for it. She's going to be mad at me for telling this, but I walked up to ask her something and she was on her phone and I had posted a picture of something and she was looking at that picture and she kind of like scrolled up a little and down like, eh. And she like read the comments and then she just kept going and she didn't like it or engage it at all. And I was like, well, rude. I didn't say anything. I just went about my business. And then later on, I brought it up. I was like, hey, remember earlier today when you looked at the thing and then you just kept on going? What's that all about? I'm a person who needs, we call that reinforcement, positive reinforcement like that. From my, like, listen, from strangers, it's not a thing the same way. The negative reinforcement gets to me way more than the positive from strangers. But from my wife, I need that support. Because otherwise I feel like an idiot, which I already do a lot. Oh boy, that ain't a lie. But you scrolled right by. You just looked at it and then scrolled right by. And she's like, no, I liked it. I was like, no. I neurotically went back and checked. You did not. So it begs the question, if you have a close friend or a significant other or whatever, and you see their picture and you don't engage it, are you supposed to? Is it like a requirement? Like if my wife posts a picture of something, I'm supposed to like look at it and engage it and confirm that like I'm participating. Is that a rule? It feels like a rule to me. So I'm curious to know what you think. Hit me up at Hey Gregor on social medias. I haven't talked to you in like a week. You holding up okay? I wonder how many people are listening to this as they're cruising around because they need entertainment versus listening to it at home in boredom. Because, like, we got a 2-year-old, so I'm not bored at all. We stay very busy. He takes a lot of attention, oftentimes from two parents. Long, slow walks, that's the key right now. He doesn't go very fast, so we can go around the neighborhood for about 45 minutes and not really get very far. Anyway. So things are... Well, the news is the news. It's what you'd expect.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, in coronavirus, 9,000 cases of COVID-19 are confirmed in Washington, including, sadly, 421 deaths, reports the Seattle Times, who have been awesome through this whole thing. Washington high school seniors would get a pass on some criteria to graduate, mainly course credits that they'd get from finishing this year or summer school. Meanwhile, the University of Washington commencement will be an online affair. Oh man, imagine how much money you give to the university only to have the pinnacle of that achievement replaced by a Zoom call. Oh great, when I threw my cap in the air, the dog got it. Governor Inslee has ordered the field hospital at CenturyLink Field to be dismantled and shipped back to the federal government. Our need isn't as high as expected thanks to you staying at home. Good job. Other states could potentially need it a lot more. In contrasting news, though, parking lots have to be closed at Lake Washington Boulevard, Kharki, Kubota, Volunteer Woodland Parks, Washington Park Arboretum, and more in an effort to keep us from congregating in large numbers. Add those to Green Lake, Seward Park, Magnuson, Gasworks, Discovery, Lincoln Park, Golden Gardens, and Alki Beach, and the city is trying to keep you from mass gathering. Don't forget the beaches remain closed, as do Rattlesnake Lake Recreation Area and Rattlesnake Ledge. Stay home! And Seattle Sounders FC want widespread testing available before they return to play. Can you imagine a swab at the gate? Don't drink too many beers across the street before marching over to that swab. They go deep.
You just got news.
Okay, so what do you know about this musician called John Prine? P-R-I-N-E. Other than likely you've seen on the internet that he passed away. And it was of the COVID-19, and it's super sad, and people are really upset. But I knew literally nothing about him, save a week ago, 2 weeks ago, before he got sick. I didn't know anything. He's never been on my musical radar, and so I go to his, here, I'll go to Spotify right now. We'll take a look. I think I still got it pulled up. John Prine. The guy has got, like, a zillion albums. 23 or 24 albums since 1971. Those are just the ones that are available on Spotify. Prolific songwriter. What a character. I never crossed paths with him in any capacity. You think someone that's been around that long making records that long, like, people are playing me his songs to be like, you don't know John Prine? How about this one? You've heard this. No. And I listen to a lot of music. It just never crossed my path. I can't believe that that's even possible. Now he's gone. And like so many other artists, once they're gone is when I like, oh, our band broke up. And I'm like, but I just found you 1 year ago. Or in this case, he passed away. Well into old age. He was in his 70s. Still, it's tragedy, but at least he had a long life where he made 20-something albums. I don't know anything about the guy. It turns out that I listened to a few songs and I was like, oh, this is kind of like weird. A strange guy. And I can't describe how I felt about those like kind of top songs on Spotify that came up before he died. It's probably changed since then. I listened to a few of them and I was like, oh, he's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. Like the songs were kind of like silly almost. So I was like, nah, whatever. Then he passes away, and people start posting all these incredible things. Kacey Musgraves, is that who it is? Oh, boy. She's the young one with a, she's kind of like a rebel. I think that's who it is. I should look it up. But she was like, is she the one that says, I want to burn one with John Prine? She tells a story about asking him when she's, you know, 18 or whatever, at this Nashville Christmas party, asking him if he wants to go in the parking lot and smoke a joint. And he's like, nah, nah, nah. And then later, John Prine goes back to his label, and they're like, hey, listen to this song from that girl you met tonight. And it was, I want to burn one with John Prine. And he was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. She was trying to make her song come true. Ultimately, she performed it in front of him on some cruise ship some time later. But anyway, he's just this character. And the more I see about him, his NPR Tiny Desk concert, you have to watch it. And usually I don't promote other radio stations, other competitors. material. Some dildo on Twitter is like, I said that, and he was like, you consider NPR your competition, LOL. And I'm like, well, yeah, there's an NPR station here, and a lot of people listen to NPR, and we do compete with them. We see that when they have their pledge drives, we get a lot of their listeners come over to the end. It's amazing. So go f*** yourself, guy. Sorry, I get real mad about that. Clearly, right? Anyway, go watch the Tiny Desk concert with John Prine. It's just, he's just amazing. He just has, like, it's just part of him. Saw an interview where he and Bill Murray are together because they used to perform across the street from one another. I didn't realize that Chicago had such a big folk music scene back in the day. Maybe it still does. I think of Chicago being like kind of hardened and a little more rock and roll and a little like Smashing Pumpkins and Stabbing Westward and stuff like that. Shout outs to Walt, just Stabbing Westward. Anyway, good stuff. I recommend if you have some time to spend, go. The guy beat cancer. At one point, he had to have part of his throat or tongue or something removed, and his voice totally changed, and it got like gravelier and like raspier, and it got better. You know what needs to get better really fast is the video conferencing options we have, because even Google's upset about it. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Google has banned its employees from using Zoom to video conference one another after tons of security issues were pointed out. Now, with better encryption available, Google's new president, Palpatine, insists everyone switch to holograms only.
Good!
Straight out of my childhood, Disney Plus is said to be rebooting teen genius series Doogie Howser, M.D. It'd be weird if they recast Neil Patrick Harris since he's 40-something now. Instead, they'll cast a girl brainiac to play the teenage doctor. Cool. And finally, headline in The Guardian, scientists create mutant enzyme that recycles plastic bottles in hours. I mean, that's great and all, and we really need that to save the ocean, but talk about being the least appreciated member of the X-Men. I can regenerate. I can read minds. Hey, you done with that, Dr. Pepper? Ah, yes, thank you, Recycle Man. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Good to be back, good to be sharing my thoughts, talking things. Go listen to John Prine. He passed, but he's got so much good material. Watch that NPR Tiny Desk concert. It's incredible.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.